This is Rabbi Dr. David Fox of High Lifeline's Crisis Intervention, Trauma, and Bereavement Support Services. I want to speak to the community in addressing the impact and the aftermath of the Patira of Rabbi Duke's Olav HaShalom. There are understandable reactions in the minds and in the hearts of so many of us, adults facing their children who have questions, adults themselves who are distraught and at times exhausted. There's grieving and there's sadness. And I want to offer some words to frame what many people are experiencing. The Torah gives us a mitzvah not to curse a deaf person, losa kalel chirish. And at first glance, it's not clear why the Torah would single out a deaf person, in that we are forbidden to curse anyone. We have other psukim would tell us that. And also, why focus on a cherish, a deaf person who can't hear anyway, if he's being cursed at? If he can't hear, then his feelings can't be hurt. So why is there a special mitzvah specifically not to curse him or her? The great Rishon Rabbeinu Bachya gives us a glimpse into the sod of the mitzvah. The scope of this mitzvah, or of any mitzvah, is not about doing it because of its effect on another person. The scope of a mitzvah is the effect that it has on me, the one who performs the mitzvah. And it may be true that that deaf person cannot hear what I say. But what the Torah wants is for me to be the right type of person. And a Torah yid does not curse, period. Forget about whether anyone hears me or not. I do not want to be a person who curses. And that is why even a deaf person cannot be cursed, because it means that regardless of him not hearing me, I have lowered my own morality and my kedusha if I become that person who curses. Now, similarly, in other mitzvahs that we do, even when there is an intended recipient, so to speak, it is the fact that I am doing what is right and is holy that is the priority. The priority is not so much that the person is going to be the intended recipient or target of what I do, but instead, my focus has to be on how doing the right thing, engaging in kedusha behaviors, engaging in tahara activities, is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants for me. Rav Chaim Vital writes that the term gemilas chasadim is plural. We usually don't say gemilas chesed. We say gemilas chasadim. And he writes that there are two levels of chesed each time that I do a helpful act of gemilas chasadim. There literally are chasadim. There is, of course, the recipient who takes my tzedakah, my charitable money, or who has helped across the street by me, or who's visited by me when he is sick, or who's the focus of my tefillas or other acts of goodness. So there's that chesed, and that is chesed. But chasadim is plural, and it incorporates that other dimension, which is that by doing my act, I am doing Ratzon Hashem with those acts, and that promotes a chesed elyon, that kaveyochel, Hashem knows that his ratzon is being done on earth. And that's the second dimension which makes this chasadim, and it is important for that reason that I do what is good, regardless of the results or the lack of perceived result. For a long while, the status and the plight of a dear chaver, Rabbi Chaim Schneur Zalman Yehuda Dukes, was the intended recipient of an unstoppable flood of chasadim, davening, tehillim, learning, accumulated zechuyos, tinokos shel beis rabban, families being makabel, good and holy hanhogas, so much time and energy and heart and soul devoted and dedicated for his refuah and recovery. We have no way of gauging the impact and the destination of all of those mitzvos, and many now feel depleted, bereft, and down in spirit as we face the patira of High Gavra Rabba. Children wonder what happened to their efforts. Adults wonder what to say to their children. And adults also ponder the meaning of suffering, of loss, and the unanswerable questions which enter our consciousness. We say a tefillah daily in Uval Etzion, Leman lo nigal arik. We should not have to labor in vain for nothing. But as the community faces the tragedy of loss and its impact on his family and on so many families, the pain is not ignored and the sadness will register. It is normal to feel sad, and it is a healthy reaction because his patira is indeed sad. We do not discourage anyone from feeling what they feel or thinking what they think as the shock of loss hits one. It is also important to remind ourselves and our children that the response which the community had to Rabbi Duke's illness and suffering is also a healthy response. We look specifically at all of the prayers, all of the tehillim, all of the mitzvahs, and the Torah learned, and we tell ourselves and our children that this is indeed how Yidden are meant to react during times of peril. Each one did his or her part, and we must look at the immense beauty and the chasadim seen in Shemayim, that people invested their koach on his behalf. We must consider that whereas we have no control of most outcomes in this life, each prayer may have reduced some suffering. Each deed may have rebounded with unmeasurable and undetected chasadim. The one enduring gift from this long and challenging tekufa is that we do want to look at ourselves and give this message to one another and to our children, that the community did exactly what was right and was proper and was needed. And that spirit and attained dimension of chasadim should endure forever and forever guide, enlighten, and inspire communities across the globe to live by this standard. May all who suffer in Zion soon find solace and comfort. We should be zocha to the gula b'karov. This is David Fox from Project Chai of Chai Lifeline, and please make use of our crisis line, 855-3-CRISIS, where around the clock we have interventionists to help address all reactions during times of strife, stress, and unhappiness.